G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How's things? How you been keeping busy?
Yeah, things are all right. I mean, the lockdown's slowing a lot of things down, but we're just staying positive and just doing the normal training and trying to get big fights.
Now, obviously, back in March, it seems so long ago here in Bendigo, Michael, against, obviously, Anthony Mundine. Take us back to the build-up. Obviously, there was a couple of press conferences here in Bendigo, the fight itself, and what you and Anthony talked about afterwards, because there was that very beautiful moment at the end of the fight where you're both in the dressing room.
Yeah, well, it was a great experience. I mean, you know, obviously, I wanted that fight since a very young age, and to outlive your dream is pretty surreal, but... you know, walking out to the stadium, having Anthony Mundine waiting for me was crazy. Mm. And then to get the win and in such style was just amazing. And then obviously after the fight, we're in the back room and we're just talking about just life.
Yep.
And basically how he's passing on the torch. And, you know, Anthony Mundine, obviously he knows I was someone that looked up to him. And he just said it's your time now. And we just shared a great moment and a moment I'll remember for the rest of my life. So it was... Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. Now, this was back in March. It's hard to believe that we're in early September, the 4th of September, and this fight was in March. It just seems a lifetime ago almost.
Too long. I need to come back to Bendigo. I felt like home there, and obviously I defeated Jeff Horn there and the big win against Anthony Mundine. So I think it's the time for Zarafa to return and put on another show. But it's crazy times with this pandemic. I just hope it passes so we can get back to the normal.
Well, if you do need a regional radio announcer to stand in your corner, I'm more than happy to do that, mate. I don't know what advice I could give you or anything like that, but maybe just, you know, try harder. That's probably all I could give you.
That'll do.
Now, obviously, with everything that's going on, I might not be able to do the proper training that you do. I'm not sure. What is a typical day for you as a boxer, Michael? Is it just the normal routine, or have you had to change your routine because of this lockdown?
Every day varies. I mean, like, I'm off to sparring very shortly, so I'm still putting in the work, still training twice a day, staying, you know, dedicated and disciplined. But in terms of fights, you know, we can't really pencil anything in because of venues and the crowd restrictions and stuff like that. So we're just trying to stay switched on and just stay ready because, you know, we've got big offers, obviously, sitting at number 7 in the world and number 1 in my country. We've got good offers and big opportunities. It's just unfortunate that we're all in lockdown and we can't hold a show.
Yeah. Since, obviously, the fight in March and to now, has there ever been a day, and I'm sure there has been, where you've just sat back and you go, I just really can't be bothered today?
Oh, yeah, that's every day. Boxing is one of those sports that you can't play. You know, you punish your body to then punish it more come fight time. So it is a very tough sport mentally and physically, but I just keep reminding myself of the end goal and you know, the people that believe in me and want to see me succeed. So I just keep pushing. And I know that it doesn't last forever, and eventually this will pass. And I'm not the only one in the boat. You know? So,
of course,
if it was just me suffering, I would probably throw in the towel. But I know that it's the world that's, you know, been affected, and I'm just staying hungry and just staying ready.
Michael Zarafa joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View, talking pretty much about his time in Bendigo, a couple of fights in Bendigo, hopefully coming back. He just mentioned there a few moments ago. Now, Michael, there's always knockers in any type of sport, be it in AFL, soccer, whatever it may be. Where do you see boxing at the moment? Is it in a good place?
I think boxing's been affected probably one of the most because it's not very recognised here in Australia. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's taken a bit of a stint, but look, you know, we've got some good domestic fights, you know, with myself, with Tim Zhu, and there's a few another up-and-coming fighters that are making some noise. So domestically, there's some big fights. We just need this virus to pass.
Yep.
And then obviously, yeah, we can get back to doing what we do and making noise. But yeah, look, it has been affected a great deal, I surely believe,
Yeah, and just finally, Michael, I ask this of all my guests who have made it to the big time, so to speak. Advice for youngsters, be it, you know, maybe in the footy, whatever it may be, whatever field that they want to get into, just some advice for the younger generation who'd be listening this afternoon.
Look, always stay true to yourself, always believe in yourself, and don't listen to people's opinions. People's opinions don't determine an outcome. So whether someone says you can't do something or you're not good enough, not fast enough, it doesn't mean anything. You know, I got that my whole career and I just stayed true to myself. I believed in my ability And, you know, you train hard, you fight easy.
There's some great advice there for our younger generation. Michael Zarafa, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and enjoy sparring. And we can't wait to see you back in Bendigo sometime soon.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That is Michael Zarafa joining us. It's Gold Central Victoria.